This is DJ Tannis of Trouble Radio, and you are listening to a Trouble Radio podcast. Any attempt to copy or redistribute for sale is expressly prohibited by law unless written authorization has been obtained from Trouble Radio or Mansfield Park. Enjoy the interview.
Trouble Radio Rock Shop. Music? We can sell you the instruments to make it. From your garage band to Carnegie Hall, we can outfit you all. So come to the Rock Shop. That's www.trebleradiorockshop.com.
Good evening, Dragon's Den listeners here on Trouble Radio. I am the Tan Man DJ Tannis, and I have with me live Kenny Hill from Mansfield Park. What's up, brother?
Hey, man. How are you doing? We're doing great.
Good. Excellent stuff, man. So I asked, prior to we went on, what's going on? And I guess you guys have got a lot going on, so let's break it down.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. We've got...
Alrighty.
Well, we've got our disc is ready to drop on the 24th, which is this Saturday coming up.
Nice.
We're doing a showcase show here in the Detroit area in regards to that CD release party, and we're dropping some new merch out in the whole nine yards this week.
Wow. So yep. You got a busy week ahead of you.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, and that's not much of a week left. What are we on Thursday? Holy crap. Yeah, you...
Time is just flying by, brother, flying by.
Damn, so needless to say, you're going to be sleeping in on Sunday.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Saturday is going to be off the hook. Saturday, it's going to be brutal.
Wow. Now, where are you going to do the? Are you going to do it like a release, a full blown release party? Where are you going to do that at?
Actually, it's the Token Lounge in Westland, Michigan, and that's if there's any listeners in that area. You can find it very easily. It's on Joy Road between Inkster and Middlebelt in Westland, Michigan. And that's the west side of Detroit, if you're familiar with the area, in Wayne County there. And doors open at 7 o'clock. We've got six great bands. We've got actually one of the bands, one of our brethren from Revolution Music is also playing with us at the show, Silver Sport, great friends of ours. And,
oh, good.
Oh yeah, so it's gonna. We're real excited, man. We're real excited. This we were at the Token a couple months back, and we had almost a capacity crowd at that point. And we've from the feedback we've gotten, we're probably gonna sell the place out. So we're pretty excited.
Nice. What time does that expect to kick off?
Doors are at 7 o'clock, and we will be hitting the stage at 11:30 p.m. sharp.
Nice. Very cool indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding. Now, are you going to do, you guys got any kind of plans in the works for, say, like a CD tour?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've got something, we're working on some tentative things on schedule for the summer, but we're looking at quite a number of different opportunities. We just want to make sure that we jump on the right team, if you know what I'm saying, in regards to getting out there and touring. We want to tour with some guys that would be conducive to the style of music that we are. There's a lot of great bands out there and great musicians, but sometimes you've got to be kind of tactful in regards to pairing up different bands when you go on the road. And that's got to be guys that dig what we do, and we dig what they do, and that sort of thing. And so we're really excited. We've got a number of opportunities that we're looking at, and so it's just a matter of actually looking at what's going to be most productive for where we at in this point in time. And we're really excited, though. We're going to be at least very minimal. We're going to be doing some regional touring around the Midwest. Between here and Michigan, and we've talked of going as far as Missouri this summer. We've got a really great fan base out in Missouri, the Kansas City area, and and then we've got a great fan base going in Buffalo, New York, and then between Missouri and Buffalo, we should probably be able to set something up pretty nice. So that's what we're looking at.
Outstanding.
Oh, yeah, so we're really excited about that, and we've got a lot of support behind us, a lot of people just really, really loving what we're doing, and they seem to see the vision of, you know, the same thing that we're seeing and what we want to do, and they're really excited, and they've gotten on the team, and so we're really excited. We're getting some financial support. We're getting lots of support in other ways. And so we're really, 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 really excited about what the summer of 2010 holds for Mansfield Park.
Excellent, excellent. Now, of course, the numero uno question for me is when are you going to drag you guys out this way out west? We're in Northern California.
Oh, that'd be great. Where are you at exactly?
Well, the radio, well, we broadcast out of Stockton, California, which is about 30 minutes south of Sacramento and a little less than an hour east of San Francisco.
Oh, right on. That's perfect. That's exactly where we'd like to go. Well, we need to put something together, brother, and you need to get us out there.
Absolutely. I've got to, you know, there's a, you know, now that I think about it, there's a couple of Michigan bands that want to come out this way. I'll have to talk to Dave and those guys and see what can't be done. That would be pretty cool, I think.
Oh, yes, sir. That would be absolutely wonderful. Matter of fact, our singer, Bob Liebris, lead vocalist, he lived in California for quite a while, almost 20 years. So he's got friends and he's got family as well out that way. So it'd be like a homecoming, man. It'd be great. We got to get out there before the state falls off into the ocean.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's hope that you've gone multi, triple, super platinum. And that's maybe 50 years old before that happens.
Yeah, right on. Right on, brother, right on.
Yep. Oh, man. So now, with the summer coming up, okay, you're talking about getting out and around. Any play for any festivals? Anything like that on the horizon?
We are looking at the possibility of Rock on the Range and a couple other possible prospects, but nothing solidified as of yet.
Nice.
Yeah,
but nice.
We've got our hand in the cookie jar, and we're just looking around for the biggest cookie with the nicest chips.
Excellent. Now, for these people that are listening, where can they go to pick up that album once Saturday passes?
After the 24th. Matter of fact, it may be available on the iStores even as we speak. I know that it's going to be available on iTunes, Napster, Amazon. A number of other iStores. What's some of the iStores we're in?
iTunes. iTunes New Zealand, iTunes Japan.
iTunes New Zealand, Japan, Canada,
CD
Mexico.
CD Baby.
Amazon, yep, I said Amazon.
You can pick it up at the Revolution.
They can also pick it up through the Mansfield Park MySpace, which is Mansfield Park Music, and you can find us real easy on MySpace, or you can go through our label's MySpace or their website, which is Revolution Music, The Revolution Music, and you can find them on MySpace as well.
Nice.
We've got links right on our homepage at MySpace. So it's very, very easy to find us. Just hit the www.myspace.com/Mansfield Park Music, and you can find all the information that you're looking for right there on our page.
Excellent, excellent. And then, of course, you'll be able to add Trouble Radio soon, because once we do this, once we complete this, I record everything, so I'll be putting this up on our podcast page, and there'll be links to your MySpace there, too. So there'll be all kinds of ways.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We appreciate all the support and all the help that you guys are providing for us.
Absolutely. Now, who's that chiming in the background?
That would be Paul E., our drummer. Yeah, so we got myself on lead guitar, and we've got Paul E. on drums, and Bob Liebers, as I said, is our lead vocals, and we've got Larry Wild as our bass player.
Nice. Hey, isn't it always that the drummers just chime in?
Oh yeah, I'll tell you what. It's just kind of the way it goes, right?
There you go. Hey, I know this because I'm a former drummer, so I was always chiming in.
Oh yeah. Well, actually, I sought the input I needed it at that point. So
this is true. This is true.
Oh yeah.
So what's you guys that? Being in as I say, so you guys being in Michigan there. Now yes. I got to ask because see you're in Big Ten country. Any of you people sports fans?
Yeah, actually, honestly, I'll be real honest with you, myself personally, I'm not the biggest sports fan. I'm a bandwagon sports fan, you know what I'm saying? When the home team's doing well, I'll jump on the bandwagon and support, but in the meantime, I'm kind of just, you know, and this, you know, personally, just never really been big into sports, but our singer Bob and Larry, our bass player, you know, they love sports and they're real avid fans of the area football and especially you can't, I mean, how can you get away from Hockey Town? You know, I mean, the Red Wings,
of course.
You know, I mean, they speak for themselves. So it's kind of cool that, you know, we share the same town with the Red Wings and that sort of thing. So, but yeah, we're somewhat kind of middle of the road as far as sports go.
Yeah, that'll make my main man, Willie, real happy. He's a hockey guy.
Excellent. Oh, yeah, great.
Very cool. The reason I asked is because the NFL draft is taking place. I'm a huge football fan, so being in the Big Ten area, I'm sure somebody is a Michigan fan.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, NFL, I don't even want to mention our home team. They're, like, ridiculously not good. hopefully they'll be able to turn that around this season. I don't know. I don't know if the Lions have ever won a Super Bowl in the history of the game. But I know that they definitely won last place in the entire league last year, I believe it was. So,
that was 2 years ago. They were last place.
Not a whole lot to brag about there. Definitely not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So remember, Detroit's great for the basketball, great for the hockey, and at times even good for baseball. Tigers every now and then, they're doing really well, but yeah, unfortunately, man, the Lions, they just, I don't know, man. I just don't know what it is. You know, it's just one of those,
I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah.
They just drafted a monster, I'll tell you. You got a monster that's going to help your local team out.
Good. Well, that's great. But you know as well as I do, that it's going to take a little bit more than just one guy to turn the whole thing around. I mean, there's no IT, right?
That's true. You got that right. It's definitely going to take a collaborative effort, that's for sure.
That's right.
So now, just to roll back around to music a little bit, okay, you had mentioned that you guys are starting to get some financial support. So are you telling me you got some sponsors going on? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. We've got a number of sponsors. I can't really give any
that's fine.
Details. I can't divulge that particular information for obvious reasons. But, we've got some really, really, some very, very exciting things going on in regards to some entertainment lawyers that are very interested in what we're doing, as well as a number of really, really top-shelf studio producer types that have their hand in the game in regards to a lot of the big stuff that's going on out there in the world with Victory and Roadrunner and Universal and Warner and Atlantic and things like that. So within the near future, you could definitely count on Mansfield Park's next product will definitely be a collaboration with us and a heavy hitter of a producer in that sense. So we're really excited about that, and that seems to be the next logical step where we're at. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, that's cool because you know for a small band getting rolling, you know, just getting out there.
Yes.
I mean, the first major hurdle obstacle is to attain to a level where other people are funding it and you're not having to work 60 hours a week to fund your own project. I mean, that's like the first major obstacle. You need to focus on the music and the art at that point.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right, because that seems to be the situation in a lot of bands, especially these days. There's just so many bands and a lot of great bands. But what a lot of the younger cats coming up, what they don't realize is that it's still a business. It still is a business, and it still needs to be treated like a business. And you need to conduct yourself you know, in a more of a business type manner. And, you know, sure, we have fun and we have a great time doing what we do, but that's part of the magic of the whole thing is, you know, everyone's got to work. You just need to find something that you enjoy doing, and then you bust your butt doing it, and you work and you work, and you know, the old saying goes, you know, nothing worth having comes easy. You know, so if you really want it, you got to work for it. And when you really believe in what you do, and people see the blood and the sweat and the tears that you put into your own project and the sincerity and how much you believe in what you're doing, then it attracts the attention of other people. When you can convince people that you believe what you're doing, then they'll believe what you're doing as well.
That's true, and you really hit the nail on the head there as far as it's a business. I mean, yeah. You know, I am forever talking with, different people and what have you, that, you know, it's all well and good that you're doing some really, really goofball, off-the-wall kind of musical thing or being really, really, really on the fringe. But at the end of the day, I mean, it is a business, and they're only going to market that which they feel is going to be sellable. And if you can't reach that while encompassing what makes you guys feel good, you know, or what makes them feel good, or whatever, you know, but that's the tough balance to hit.
It is. It really is, and it's a very good point as well, because you want to sell your music to the masses. You want to reach more people than less, and but at the same time, you have to be careful that you're not catering to a quote-unquote commercial type of approach. You still want to be true to what you do. You just need to believe, you know, it's the same old cliche, you know, you just stick to what you do and do what you do and do what you do the best that you can do it, and if you do it, you do well. See, that's the key, too, because a lot of guys, well, I guess there's a few out there that are real dogmatic with what they do, but I don't know how much appeal there is, you know, to a broad audience in that sense. So you end up with little cult followings here and there, which is a good thing, you know, in itself. But I don't care what, you know, anyone says. I think that anyone at any level of being out there in a band, I think whether they're willing to admit it or not, they want a hit record. They want to sell a million albums. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You got the guys out there that's like, oh, we don't care, you know. It's like, well, if you don't care, then how do you expect anyone else to care, you know? It's like,
that's right.
Get into it and do what you do and sell what you sell. I mean, you have to sell yourself. And I know there'll be some folks out there, it's like, that would, you know, probably say something along the lines of, you know, well, that's kind of selling out, or you're too worried about, you know, the business aspect of it. It's like, well, you know, the bottom line is, you know, we do enjoy what we do, and we love playing music, and we love writing music, and we love touring, and playing in front of live crowds is just the icing on the cake. But it is a business, and it needs to be looked at as a business. It needs to be organized. Everything needs to be done in a decent and orderly fashion. You ought to have a business plan. You ought to have a future. You know, you ought to set goals, short-term goals and long-term goals, and make sure that you're doing everything within your power to reach those goals and make sure they're realistic goals. And when a person, you know, when you stick to a simple plan like that, it's, as long as you stick with it. And a lot of times, people will go so far and then they get frustrated, or a lot of, here's another thing that happens, I'll tell you, is when you get to a point, and a lot of bands that are listening, if you're listening right now, you'll be able to associate with this, but you get to a point where things are starting to happen, and then you find out who in the band really shares the same vision. And that's usually what happens a number of times, too, is you get to the point where you're getting attention, you're getting crowds, and now maybe you've got a potential tour coming up or some other potential showcases, maybe interstate or another part of the country, which is part of the business. If a large record label, I'm thankful and I'm grateful for our friends at Revolution, but they'd be the first one to say, hey, you know, if Warner or Victory or Roadrunner, you know, wants to sign you guys, then we're for that. We want to, you know, to help you in that sense. And so I think what that comes down to is the guys just need to take what they're doing seriously and look at the possibilities of what they're actually doing and see the reality of it.
That's right. You know, I can think of only one band in recent memory that didn't follow the avenue you just described, and that's Phish. I mean, you're talking, that's 10, 15 years old.
Oh, yeah, at least.
So, absolutely. So, But no, definitely that. Very cool. Hey, you know, I just got to ask you one other question because it just tapped me in the. My stomach started to growl. Dude, dinner time just passed you guys. What was for dinner?
City chicken.
What?
Oh, yeah. You guys aren't hip to city chicken out there?
City chicken?
Oh, yeah, man. It's awesome. If we come out there, we'll have to bring some with us.
Dude, what a city. I mean, okay. So now we got the big two that we all know about, Popeyes and KFC. What's city chicken like?
City chicken is not a restaurant. It's actually a type of dish, and it's actually pork and beef, very prime cuts on a skewer, and then that is breaded and cooked until it's just falling apart. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how good this stuff is, and just amazing. If you've ever had breaded pork chops, and the breaded pork chops the way we do them around here. Cook them for about 4 or 5 hours in a low heat in a skillet. And, man, I'm telling you, when it's done, the meat is just falling off the bone. And, oh, my goodness, it's just an amazing thing. And city chicken is basically a variation of that, to where, not that we're so far from the farmlands or anything like that, that we can't get real chicken, but it's just something that that developed over the course of the last, I'd say probably 30, 40 years, really, over here on the in the Midwest. And especially
What was the side with that? Would you have some mashed taters and corn?
You got it. Man, with some chicken gravy and maybe some black beans and rice on the side. Oh yeah, you are hooked up.
I demand that you email me the city chicken recipe. I'll work it out.
Yeah, man, we could certainly do that. Definitely. Work that out for sure.
Hey, you know, that just gave me a great idea.
Uh-oh.
We should have the rock band cookbook.
I like it. All
kinds of recipes submitted from all over the world, from all the different bands and band members, their hometown griddle specialties.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. That's a great idea.
I can see it. You know, it will be Treble Radio Presents the Rock Band Cookbook. Now, I probably have to go something different than Rock Band, simply because that's probably copyrighted due to the game, but we can figure out a name. Treble Radio Presents the Musician's Cookbook.
Absolutely, I like it. And we could actually build off of that. We could actually have, like, a festival and have a cook-off, and have the fans come and sample the dishes and the whole nine yards, and maybe even have a best plate of the show type deal or something, you know?
Hey, my wife and co-owner of Treble Radio just came in, Ilana. Ilana, this is Kenny Hill from Mansfield Park.
Hey, how are you? Okay. I don't hear anything. Is someone talking?
Oh, let me see here. Let me try that.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you.
There she is.
I'm sitting here listening to you describe the dish of the decade. I'm drooling and wondering how long it will take you to email that recipe to us.
actually, I could probably have that email to you by tomorrow.
Yeah, I love the idea of a cook-off. That sounds like a lot of fun. Good music, good food.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, geez. I've been trying to get Alcatraz rented somehow so we can have like a band, big rock band concert there. I mean, it's going to take me a while to do it. But, boy, to have a cook-off at the same time would be awesome.
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. Treble Radio Presents the musician's cookbook.
That's right.
And we're going to have to do city chicken.
Oh, that's definitely going to go in.
When
we get this recipe, we're going to have to.
Wow.
We're going to have to work that one out.
Wow. Okay, see, Willie, you are listening in, so you already get your little wheels turned for next summer.
Yes.
A musician's cookbook. Release/cook-off/ major rock blowout festival.
Yes.
2 days.
Yeah, 2 day festival.
Awesome. Saturday and Sunday.
I think that would be fun.
I
still want Alcatraz. I think that would be the tightest of the tight.
Oh, that would be sweet. Oh, that would be too sweet.
I know. I think that's where we ought to go.
Wow.
Just perfect. Hang out on the island for overnight, you to know, sleep in some cells.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The Musician's Cookbook release of Rock on the Rock.
On the Rock. There you go.
Yeah, I love it. Got my vote.
I think.
Yeah, we're in.
Yeah. I don't know who I'm going to have to, whose palms I'm going to have to grease to get Alcatraz, but it's going to be worth it. It's going to be the, I mean, you know, New York always tries to blow us off with their Central Park, you know, rock extravaganzas. And, of course, L.A. has their big venues. But I think we need to blow them out with the San Francisco Alcatraz rock, you know, rock palooza.
That would be awesome. That would make headlines around the world, I think. That would be really, that's a great idea.
I'm loving it.
And we can't do a palooza because that's been done to death. But
I'm just saying.
We can call it the Demented Show.
Oh, hey. We can call it a lot of things because it's the rock. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We can go hard rock. We can go tight rock. We can go a lot of rocks.
I mean, wow. Like, damn.
Yeah, I like it.
Metal
good
rock.
Good stuff,
you know?
Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Kenny, cool, man. Hey, listen, I appreciate you being on the show. I had to close out with the food, man.
And
you delivered huge with the city chicken.
Okay. And we are going to cook
awesome.
It. We're going to let
I
you
like
know.
It.
Yeah,
we're going to cook it, too.
That sounds
as
good.
Soon as we get this recipe, we're cooking. We got cluck into the fridge.
Oh, yeah, man.
But he doesn't use chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he uses chicken.
Yeah, you can use chicken, too.
Yeah.
I want to use his original recipe with the sausage.
Yeah, the original recipe that doesn't actually have any chicken, and that's the whole catch of the whole thing. It's city chicken, and it's not really chicken, you know? So that's the catch, I guess. So that's the hook.
Told you.
Yeah, but it's very, very, I'm telling you, you guys will just, you know what's going to happen? Is I'm going to send you guys the recipe, and then you guys are going to go and open up a little bistro somewhere, and you guys are going to become millionaires and make a fortune, and then I'm going to be sitting here in Detroit wondering what happened.
Are you kidding?
We
if I start
never.
One more company, Tannis will kill me. No.
We would never. Everybody will do a cookbook, and everybody will get full
credit.
Billing.
Yeah, you're going to get credit for who sent it
and
in.
And we'll
we
make sure that everybody has like their MySpace pages and everything
that's
else in there, so
right.
They know where to go. Because you sit there and you go, if these guys can cook this city chicken really cool, imagine how good the music is.
Okay.
There you go. That's the mentality. That's what we want right there. Yes, sir.
There you go.
Exactly right.
Well, Kenny, listen, buddy. Hey, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I'm going to keep my eyeballs open. I'll actually go look because you said your CD's released this Saturday.
Yes.
And definitely, I'm going to go look for it and see what I can't do about getting. I need to get a copy here for Trouble, anyways.
And it was very nice meeting you, Kenny, and thank you for letting me be an interloper.
Oh, not a problem. It's my pleasure meeting you guys as well.
Oh, great.
All right, Kenny, listen, buddy. Hey, go enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll talk to you.
Yeah, all right. Rock on with the Trouble.
There you go.
All right. We'll
peace,
see you guys
brother.
Soon.
Peace. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. City chicken.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
Damn.
On the rock, baby. On the rock, I need to get Alcatraz.
This is my venue.
This is Alana's dream rock show is on the rock with rock, and now we can put together some tight food. I mean, hello.
Isn't Alcatraz now owned by the state? Is it a state park?
I don't know. We need to find out.
Because it was a state.
We need somebody. So. We need somebody in the loop like Willie to find out if that's available.
Hmm.
And then I need, you know, of course we need to get hooked up with some, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
I
get
hear you.
Get a tight concert going, and you know, Trouble Radio presents, you know.